This is Find the Familiarity Again, written by Musing and Music, and read by Flower Parish. This is a The Pit fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship between Mel King and Frank Langdon. Summary: Mel believes this shift will be a good one, despite being the 4th of July, and she realizes she's right when she reunites with Frank Langdon once again. Mel's shift had begun with a few interesting cases, and she had put her mind on them for a good part of the morning before she finally took the time to breathe. Nodding to Samira, who still had a patient to see, she walked to the staff room with some lightness in her steps. She had the feeling her day would be a good one, despite being the 4th of July, already hot and forecast with temperatures over 80, and it wasn't 11 p.m. yet. Mel opened the door of the staff room with a smile and froze as she saw the other occupant of the room. Dr. Langdon! He was frozen too, in the middle of raising a cookie to his mouth. Around his wrist, two pearl bracelets, no doubt made by his kids, and around his ring finger, no more ring, Mel couldn't help but notice with a strange twinge in her stomach. She chose to ignore it, letting a smile stretch her lips. Welcome back. I'm glad you're finally here, she said, admonishing herself for forgetting today was his first day back to the pit. She remembered the thrill that had taken her at the announcement of his return a few weeks ago. So far, the only news had been rare, provided by Dr. McKay, who saw him from time to time after his rehab. At first, Mel had hesitated to ask for news, since she had only spent one day with him, but seeing that she wasn't the only one asking, she had grown more confident each time Dr. Garcia shared some of her concern for him, and it helped to talk about it, to know how to best welcome him back. It hadn't taken her long before she'd decided to not change anything about how they'd interacted back in September. Langdon's initial surprise subsided, replaced by a warm smile. Dr. King, my less problematic intern. I've heard from Cassie you've progressed well here. Her smile matched his. I hope so. She filled a glass of water before sitting next to him at the table, taking a moment to look at him. He hadn't changed much, though his blue eyes seemed more relaxed, and the knot at the corner of his lips had faded, making his smile more sincere. Has your first day back been good so far? His smile wobbled a little for a second. I expected more distrust, and from more people, I must admit. He pushed the box of cookies to her, changing the subject. Tanner and Emily helped me bake them. Be careful. The crunchiness is accidental, and they might have left some eggshells in the dough. Don't worry, I haven't gotten any complaints so far. Mel took a cookie and bit into it. It was delicious, and she congratulated him and his children. She was about to ask him for the recipe, Becca would love them, when Langdon asked her about her shift so far. Oh, it was good, actually. Mel talked about the old woman coming in for heat stroke, the boy who had fallen from a windowsill, on the first floor, and broken his arm, and the man who had broken his foot and injured his leg badly after a fall in a manhole at work. While talking with Langdon and answering his questions, she felt like she was back to that first day, working side by side with him. It didn't matter that he'd spent 10 months away from the ED, she wanted to find that familiarity and ease again. After a few minutes, Langdon checked the clock and nodded toward the door. I gotta go. You're coming with me. Mel sprang to her feet, swallowing the last bite of her cookie, and joined her fellow doctor as he opened the door. Back to the fray. They walked by the North Nurses Station where Perla found them. Hand injuries from fireworks incoming in 2 minutes. On it. Langdon turned to Mel. What's a 4th of July without a few firework-related injuries? He added, raising an eyebrow. Let's go. Mel grinned and stepped by his side, stopping when he took gloves from the dispenser on the counter of the station. He handed them to her, and her heart somersaulted in her chest as she realized, wide-eyed, that he still remembered her glove size. She didn't hold her smile as she took the gloves from his hand and trotted after him, his long legs giving him an unfair advantage, to save their patient's fingers. Several cases brought them together that day, and each time, they fell back into that familiarity from 10 months earlier. Some things had changed in Langdon during that time, but not his skills, or the way he cared. By the time they transmitted their cases to the night team, Dr. Melissa King decided to stay by Dr. Frank Langdon's side to discover him entirely. Well, the parts he would want to show her anyway, she corrected herself with a blush. The end.